Buenos días.
A very good morning, colleagues. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. At the outset, we should like to thank the group of experts for convening this meeting and for their efforts to operationalise the right to development through thematic studies, including views of countries of the South, and which give us theoretic and practical tools to uphold this right. The crisis caused by COVID-19 has deepened the already existing inequalities between developed and developing countries and has highlighted the need to transform the unjust, unequal and anti-democratic international financial architecture. Developing countries have the challenge of addressing growing healthcare costs, the contraction of their economies, the increase in fiscal deficit, foreign debt, food insecurity, unemployment, and extreme poverty. This endangers the implementation of Agenda 2030. At the current pace, none of the 17 SDGs will be achieved, and over half of the targets agreed upon will not be completed. In contrast, some of the powers are diverting resources into military spending and failing to comply with their commitment of 0.7% of GDP to ODA, as well as imposing unjust unilateral coercive measures violating the United Nations Charter and international law. Efforts of developing nations must be supported with specific actions in terms of technology transfer, external financing and just conditions, access to markets, the capacity building and North-South cooperation. We need an immediate solution to the problem of growing foreign debt, which has already been paid with disproportionate fees on countries of the South, which is impacting their development. In order to put an end to extreme poverty, we have seen, in fact, a backside in this. From 3 to 4 years, the poorest countries have had to allocate four times more resources to debt servicing than to public health. In the meantime, 1% of the richest have accumulated almost two-thirds of the new wealth generated since 2020 at the global level. They are our countries which have had to spend $379 billion of their reserves to defend their currencies in 2022. That represents almost two times the expenditure from the IMF. These factors show that today, more than ever, the right to development is not only necessary, but in fact imperative. To that end, we are pleased to welcome the decision adopted by the majority of member states of the United Nations Human Rights Council to grant the UNGA a mandate to continue with negotiations and to ensure prompt adoption of a binding international pact on the right to development. Cuba stands ready to support this process fully. As you know, my country is a main sponsor of various resolutions and thematic mandates in the framework of the Human Rights Council, which seek to raise awareness around issues being faced by countries of the South. To that end, we urge colleagues to collaborate in developing thematic studies, addressing the impact of foreign debt and the unjust, unequal international order, the right to food and or international solidarity in achieving the right to development. It is high time for foreign debt from colonialism, unjust wars and the unjust use of international resources to have an input to that. We need a prosperous, equitable and sustainable future. Thank you.